You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That's Moo Maidens, of course, with Satsuma. Kia ora e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei, ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on The Breakfast Show here at BFM, and we've got a couple of special guests in the studio. Kia ora to Sherry Jung. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm good.
A familiar voice to BFM listeners, I'm sure. And kia ora also to Hazel Zeshun. How are you today?
Great, thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you both up here to talk about Ahua, which is an amazing arts collective space, multimedia, multidisciplinary group, I guess. It's kind of hard to sort of quantify what you do because it's pretty multifaceted. But how would you sort of explain it, Sherry, if you were trying to give an elevator pitch to people about it?
I guess, I feel like we're still very in the early stages, but I guess it's a bunch of Kiwi BIPOC creatives brought together. Our slogan on the website is decolonizing our creative future.
Nice.
So I'm gonna slap that in the elevator pitch. And we're all very cool, like, I hope.
That's true.
Yeah.
Can confirm. And we're talking about an exhibition opening that's happening tonight. It is vax passed and obviously going to be well masked up and everything, but it's awesome that it's able to go ahead. Tell us a wee bit about the show and who's in it and what's it all about.
Yeah, well, I guess it's most of the group. I think a few aren't part of it, but I think we're just kind of bringing everyone together because we had an exhibition way back when, at the start of the year. And so it's kind of like, what's kind of developed, what's changed with our identities, with our conceptualizations of things. So everyone's kind of doing their own thing, but like a group exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Hazel, you want to just speak particularly on anything you're exploring? Because Hazel's one of our artists.
Very cool.
That's going to be showcasing some stuff tonight.
Oh, thank you.
What's your practice about, Hazel? Big question, just straight off the bat there.
It's a big question. So I am a visual artist and I specialize in like makeup and also everything else. And I also became a director. Can I plug in my short film right here?
Yeah, hard out.
So it just came out yesterday. It's called Rumon Chuxing, Now I See, Now You See Me. But it's about Now I See Myself.
Oh, that's so cool.
So it's out, it's on YouTube. And if you wanna check it out, it's called Hazel Paints.
Cool.
It's also on Instagram and everywhere. I've made sure of it. So yeah, my art is very, very visual and it just shows who I am, I guess.
That's super cool. And that's kind of, not to, I guess, flatten what everybody's doing in their themes and ideas that they're working with, but there is, a through line of a lot of self-expression and identity coming through the Ahua collective in general.
Definitely.
Would that be a fair thing to say?
Yeah, because I feel like in a lot of, I think I'm glad things are changing, but when you think about pride and you think about queerness, I think there's still a bit of a Pākehā kind of cis gay man, you know, as the first image. So I think bringing together like just a group, because everyone on the team as well, like the creative team, photographer, makeup, styling, you know, we're all queer people of color. So it's nice to, I don't know, create something, create a space.
Yeah, no, it's
really important to have that, huh?
Totally. And so for people who are maybe like, this is the first time they've heard of Ahua, it isn't an arts collective in, I guess, the traditional sense, because you are doing kind of, you're doing a lot of mahi to, I guess, elevate the artists that you're working with, give them a bit of a platform in a sense that you have a photographer and you've got images of all of the people who are involved, you're doing profiles of the artists you've got involved, you've kind of turned it almost into like a publication in a sense.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it's morphed into. So kind of we're just trying to be like, this is their story, this is the cool stuff they're doing, how can we like just uplift you, like, you know. So yeah, like you're explaining, you know, each month we've been dropping like a really gorgeous kind of magazine beautiful style kind of spread that's just on our digital platform. And on that, you know, we've got a photo shoot that we do with the artist, you know, try and create a safe space where we've got Patti, who is the photographer, and then Sonia, our creative director, and just like a whole cool bunch of people who are like uplifting this awesome artist, like if that makes sense. My hand gestures are just kind of like lifting at
lifting
the moment.
And pushing.
Her radio. It's the best place to do some.
I think it helps convey the message. You've got an amazing group of people who are involved in this show, and very diverse types of art making that are happening in there. What can people expect to see if they come along tonight? What are some of the, I guess, mediums they're going to be looking at?
I guess there is a big mix. There's also just like illustrator, like I think Sarah Moana, who some people might follow on Instagram.
Yeah, illustrator.
Like very cool, like activism kind of coming through strong. So I think she's doing something. Do you know what the other artists are doing?
Tommy's one is photography.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I think Taylor,
yeah.
Illustration.
Also illustration. Yeah. And I think Sonia, our creative director, yeah, she's actually got something too as well.
Oh, cool.
She's like graphic designer. She did the art for the Auckland Arts Festival.
Lit.
So if anyone's seen that floating around, which is very cool. I feel like everyone else is kept under the wraps, so I guess you have to come see.
It's quite exciting.
Yeah, you have to come see tonight, like what's going to be on the walls and stuff.
Hazel, how has it been for you being involved in this collective as an artist? Have you enjoyed it? Has it felt like a space where you could really just like run with your ideas?
Honestly, like I was saying to Sonia the other day, I am so beyond grateful because it's very hard to navigate because I'm an immigrant and I strongly identify with that because I came here as a teenager. So I have my life is kind of like split in half in a way. And for Sonia to bring together a group of people that are so diverse, it feels really safe to also just be me. And it feels like, I don't know if you feel the same way, Sherry, but it's like we're a tree and we're all different branches. Whoops. and we just growing.
Yeah.
So to me that's the most important, like the connection with people. And you know, our art is all amazing. Art is subjective whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
But you gotta love yourself the most, right? Not to plug in RuPaul, I really mean it. because it shows, you know, your inner state reflects on how you see yourself and vice versa. So it's really special.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm sure like we all can relate to some degree, but even with my like Now You See Me, it's a creative team, a team effort. It's always like that. So it's really special.
Yeah, I feel like there's something really strong about just bringing together different people who have their own unique skill set, trusting them and like making something together.
I think absolutely. Kind of, and I mean, the discussion around Pride this year is different because it's not really going ahead in the way that it normally would. There's no festival. There is still a lot of cool stuff happening. How does it feel for you both, I guess, not having that, I guess, umbrella festival this year in the same way that February is normally very much marked by in Tamaki?
I definitely had like another event I was running for like a queer zine I run. We had to postpone it, and I had some friends who were running like a cool queer club night. We also had to cancel. So I think it's like, yeah, obviously there's a lot of discussions about like support for arts and events. Like it's definitely that side, but I don't know. I think for me, like the big glitz and glam of Pride and the visibility is cool, but I think I never quite identified with it because I think as someone who isn't necessarily out to my family, I've been trying to like seek, because I think there's something powerful in just like being and existing. Yes, all the like glitz and glam and fantasy, like absolutely feels very empowering. But I think when you're just trying to like be alive every day within yourself, like I think that's activism.
Totally.
And I think for me, that's something I identify a lot more with. But I don't know, I do love a good party, but it's just like, you know, and I guess as well, there's a lot of, I'm glad Pride is changing, but just historically, it has been, I don't know, sometimes it didn't feel like the place I could go.
So,
I don't know, Hazel, what do you feel about?
I mean,
about?
We're two Chinese queers. not the same. And, you know, it's about being who you are and be okay with that completely, wholeheartedly, and not having to prove or defend yourself. Like, because I go by they or any, really, because you can perceive me as anything, but that doesn't change how I see myself. But before, when I was very swept up in the white queerness, I was like, no, only they, them, otherwise I'm gonna kill your whole family. Like, sorry, I'm an Aries. But like that shifted because we've also got to decolonize, you know, ourselves and how we see ourselves.
Yeah.
And that you know, shows in our work. And I know I'm the only one from AHA here, so I just want to talk about my second collection, if that's okay.
Yeah, please.
It's called Coming Home. And it's about coming home to yourself. And it's actually makeup on painting. I painted with makeup.
Oh, wow.
Like, so I hope you can come and see it tonight. Or, like, it's until the 9th of February.
Yeah. So it'll be at Toy 2, which is the art gallery on the corner of Karangahape Road and then Ponsonby.
Nice.
Super nice location.
I think it's got, like, rainbow things dripping out the windows.
You can't miss it.
But, yeah, we do have an opening tonight from 5 till 9, and the artist will be there to talk about the work, and you can have a socially distant mingle.
Nice.
And yeah, otherwise it'll be on like normal gallery opening hours till the 9th.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both so much for coming in and chatting to us about it. Ahua Collective on Instagram, if people want to go and find you, it's a good place to get, I guess, up to date information as well. And as you said, tonight at Toy 2, it's just going to be a really awesome celebration. So congrats to you both and have a fun time.
Thank you so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.